Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Greater producer flexibility and encouragement to grow cover crops are behind a new measure included within the USDA's prevented planting coverage. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Farm producers in 2019 and even last year learned the importance of prevented planting coverage as part of their risk management portfolio.
Prevented planting coverage provides some compensation to generally pay for input expenses that you've incurred prior to planting. And so if you're unable to plant, generally you would file a claim and you receive a payment for that prevented planting.
And according to USDA Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy, efforts have been taking place to expand cover crops within the mix of prevented planting coverage.
Gives producers more options to use climate smart agriculture practices such as use of cover crops when they're prevented from planting their insured crop without impacting their prevented planting payment. And so this builds upon the 2018 Farm Bill that affirmed the use of cover crops as a good farming practice.
To that end, a new flexibility has been recently added to RMA's prevented planting coverage, one that encourages producers to use cover crops.
Historically, if a producer were to plant a cover crop and hay or graze that or chop that prior to November 1, they'd still get a prevented planting payment, but it would be reduced by 65%.
Now effective starting in this crop year.
Producers can plant a cover crop on prevented planting acres and hay, graze, or chop the cover crop for silage, haylage, baleage at any time and still receive 100% of their prevented planting payment.
Flournoy adds for those purposes, cover crops planted following a prevented planting claim will not be considered a second crop.
It's important to know that cover crops still can't be harvested for grain or seed at any time. In that case, the reduction would still apply.
The acting administrator also emphasizes the flexibility applies for crop year 2021 and beyond. More details about prevented plantings and cover crops are available through local crop insurance agents or online.
One great resource is the prevented planting webpage at rma.usda.gov.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.